Welcome to MeetYourFarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. Today we're speaking with Ruth and Greta from Upper Brook Farm. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Just tell us a bit about yourself, what you guys do here at the farm.
We're trying to carry on what my husband did.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to expand, find new ways of promoting the farm, trying to make people realize that wool has a benefit,
mm-hmm.
medically and in all other ways.
Just to backtrack a little bit, my parents moved here in to this particular farm in 72.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's from Calgary,
mm-hmm.
and she met my father in Africa, and he's from Scotland.
Wow.
And so after
quite a jump.
How many years there? 10? 15?
I was in Africa for 11 years.
11 years.
Bill was there for 14.
Okay. So they kind of learned to be versatile and mm-hmm. innovative while they were there.
I would say, wow.
Yes. So then they moved back to Scotland and then landed here in Nova Scotia. And my father was a professor of economics at the first, and then animal husbandry, so sheep and beef, at mm-hmm. the AAC, former AAC. And my mother was a nurse at the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So that came in handy on the farm, as you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the type of sheep that we have here are North Country Cheviots, and that's our predominant business. And the reason we have those is because we don't have much topsoil here. We have maybe an inch, and it's very rocky ground, clay soil, and they're a type of breed that they're from the highlands of Scotland where my father grew up. And so they're very hardy and will subside on not much.
Oh, excellent.
But the problem, so they're a benefit there, but the problem is that their wool is not desirable for garments.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother has been making different types of wool have different qualities mm-hmm. and characteristics, and so a longer fiber is better for spinning and that kind of thing. Ours is very short and has a lot of what they call crimp, which are like little waves in the fiber, so that it doesn't mat down. They call it loft. It springs right back.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother has developed a comforter business called Woolies Pure Wool Comforters and Gifts, which she's been selling at the Truro Farmers Market for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yes. And the reason she developed that business was because of the nobody else wanted the wool.
Hmm.
And so she was developing a business.
A use for it, yeah.
A use for it, yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So why did you decide to become sheep or wool producers, I guess, to begin with? Like, what was the deciding factor?
That was my husband's desire all the time he was here.
Really? Well,
the wool is a byproduct from the sheep production.
Mm-hmm.
You have to shear every year.
Yes.
It was being thrown out in the bushes or else landfill, and
the price of wool,
a real waste.
Yeah, absolutely.
The price of wool has not increased in value since the 70s, and
wow.
That was the last figure that I had, so I don't know how long it had been at that before that.
Mm-hmm.
But you get less than $1 a pound typically
mm-hmm.
for raw wool, which is the same price.
Wow. So you mentioned that the farmers market, is there anywhere else you guys have your products sold?
Craft shows.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas craft shows specifically.
Mm.
Because we have a people tend to, even though wool is a breathable product,
mm-hmm.
so if you're warm, it'll cool you down, and if you're cold, it'll warm you up. People tend to think of it more as a wintertime, or fall,
yeah.
winter, early spring.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be a good time of year.
Christmas crafts,
yes.
Excellent. So in what ways has being a Nova Scotia wool producer kind of impacted your life? Probably every bit of it.
I make a lot of wool comforters right from crib size up to king.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of people that have the comforters, they also are coming back for mattress pads.
Mm.
So they can sleep on top of wool. And
and most recently, pillows.
Really?
Because wool, as there's many benefits. Wool doesn't attract dust mites.
Oh.
But down does.
Uh-huh.
And dust mites leave dirt. So if you think about that and putting your head on a pile of
dust mite dirt,
yeah. It's not really desirable. So we're now selling a lot of pillows as well.
Oh, as well as keeping pillows cool and stuff, you know, night and in that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Very cool.
And if you've got a small baby, if they can lie on a sheepskin, they thrive much better.
Really?
They use that in the nurseries and the hospitals.
Or people in wheelchairs,
mm-hmm.
because the sheepskin lets your skin breathe, you don't get bed sores.
Wow.
Or and the baby's back to Mom's point, they bond with the sheepskin. So you can, I've had friends buy a sheepskin from us, take their baby over to Germany, for example, and the baby, just because it was used to the sheepskin, slept the whole flight. And
yeah, it acclimatized to the sheepskin. That's really cool. That way you can kind of, it feels like home no matter where it's at.
Exactly.
So, oh, excellent. Exactly.
Now people are coming wanting the sheepskins for their motorcycles.
Okay.
For the seats.
That makes sense. Long drives would be pretty hard.
Well, and apparently you can drive an extra 150 kilometers because you're more comfortable.
Wow.
With a sheepskin on your motorcycle than otherwise.
Excellent. I hope the bikers are listening. That sounds fantastic.
Well, and have you heard of dryer balls?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, a cousin of mine, I was just visiting this past weekend, and his wife was making one when I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, does she explain anything about
that? About keeping static cling out of stuff. It's like,
is that it?
For what she was using it for, yeah.
Well, it also, you know, when sometimes you put a tennis ball in your dryer just to fluff things up, so it does that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have that, you don't have any buildup in your dryer. Plus, the big savings is it will actually save you money because wool retains.
Yes, she mentioned it would make it dry faster too.
Yeah,
yes.
It wicks away the moisture. It wicks the moisture and then wicks it away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why shepherds, for example, or people prefer wool socks in their work boots if they're working outside because their feet don't sweat.
Wow.
It gathers it up and then wicks it away.
Yeah, it doesn't keep hold it within the fabric.
In your dryer. Because these balls all suck in the moisture, your clothes dry faster. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they're less time in your dryer, and your energy bill is less.
Excellent. Yes, very good. I was pretty, when she was making it, she just had a big batch of wool, and she was making it to the ball, and I was she was explaining it to us, and I thought it was a very cool idea.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So next question is, what do you guys do when you're not in the farm? But most farmers laugh at that question because they're usually always here. So do you guys ever get away? And if so, what do you do?
Well, I guess you'd have to add to what we'd said before in that we make jams and jellies. We sell those as well.
We have a lot of fruit here on our farm.
Oh, okay, excellent.
So Mom makes 20 different kinds, from chokecherry, gooseberry, red currant, black currant, strawberry, crabapple, kind of slightly more unusual berries.
White, red, black currants.
Yeah.
Gooseberries. What I've got out there right now are
crabapples.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes.
So we're doing all of that. And then Ruth has a U-pick.
Okay.
For Christmas trees.
Christmas trees.
Oh, excellent.
Yes
okay.
And she makes wreaths, so...
No.
It's not...
You have a lot of different things going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've done selective cutting. I don't know if you know, but... I'm just kind of backtracking.
Sure.
But in 2012, we actually won the Environmental Farm Stewardship Award.
Okay.
So for Mom's practices with water, trying to conserve energy where we can, the selective cutting, how we maneuver the sheep through the pastures, trying to reduce the amount of parasite drench that we use on them, just trying to keep the animals as healthy as possible.
Yep.
That's a painting that we got for the award.
Oh, wow.
It's basically our award.
Oh, nice.
And
very cool.
It's nice because it's only the fourth year it's been given out, and the other ones weren't sheep farmers. We're the first sheep farmer.
Next question is, do you guys have anything interesting that's ever happened here in the farm, or anything overly funny or particularly thought-invoking? Most farmers need time to think about it because they, you know, the stuff that regular people would find interesting, they don't, because they see it all the time on the farm.
Well, I can tell you about a cow and calf that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So a cow calved, and unfortunately she couldn't get up. It was a difficult delivery. Mm-hmm. She couldn't get up. And sometimes these things happen when you're just not around.
Yeah.
So we lost the calf because she wasn't able to lick it off. Anyway, so she was, as you can imagine, she was upset.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing you know, we have another cow calving. And it just so happens that it was time that she had it out in the field. And didn't the one that had lost her calf adopt the calf, the
really?
New calf, and kind of push the other cow away, whose calf it was?
Yeah.
So, as with any animal, it's quite important for the baby to bond with the mother.
Mm.
So we brought the mother and the calf into the barn. Meanwhile, this cow that had lost her calf was running up and down the field, like she had lost her calf all over again.
Oh.
So we couldn't, after a couple of days, we figured that's going to have to be enough bonding time.
Yeah.
We put the cow and calf out, and that calf grew up to be quite a healthy calf because it ended up having two mothers.
Oh, wow.
that's one of the things I like about farming, is that there's no politics. If they're hurt, then you know they're hurt, and if they're happy, they're happy. And
oh, that's a great story. So Open Farm Day is coming up as well, which is why we're here. And just tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned for that.
Many, many things. So we're going to have dog trials and sheep shearing. We actually have another breed. We have Icelandics here as well. Mm-hmm. And so they need to be shorn twice a year. So it just kind of works out conveniently that Open Farm Day is in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be shorn. They have a much more valuable fleece than the for hand spinners and that kind of thing. So there's dog trials, sheep shearing. There's going to be basket weaving, wreath making, spinning. There'll be tours of the mill, tours of the farm. You can see the animals. You can pick out a Christmas tree if you want and tag it for and come and get it in the fall. Mom and I will be around, and I'm not doing all of the. We're not doing all these events. We've recruited other people to come in because we find it's more interesting for people to talk and get hands-on with one-on-one.
Yeah.
So
tired to spread yourself that thin doing all these things.
Yeah, yes,
absolutely.
Exactly. And our knitter is here, and she does thrum mittens, so the ones with the wool inside them. And sometimes people find that challenging to do, so she'll answer any questions you have on that.
Oh, excellent. So the knitters can come and learn a few things as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And we'll have our items for sale if they're interested.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me, guys, and I'll see you at Open Farm Day.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.